As she gathered her soap and towel, Madame Branchard tapped on her door. "You have a gentleman caller, Vida, a policeman." "Tom?" His name lingered on her lips as she repeated it. She dropped her things and crossed the room. "No, hun, not him. Another policeman. Theodore something, I think he said." "No, there can't be anything wrong." "Thanks," she whispered, gently nudging Madame Branchard aside. She descended the steps, gripping the banister to support her wobbly legs. "Stay calm," she warned herself. But of course it was no use. Staying calm just wasn't her nature. Theodore something stood before the closed parlor door. "He's a policeman?" Curious, she looked him up and down. Tall and hefty, a bold pink shirt peeking out of a buttoned waistcoat and fitted jacket. He looked way out of place against the dainty patterned wallpaper. He removed his hat. "Miss Caputo?" He strained to keep his voice soft as he held out a piece of paper. "Yes." Her voice shook.
"I'm Theodore Roosevelt. I have a summons for you, Miss Caputo."
He held it out to her, but she stood rooted to that spot. He stepped closer, and she took it from him, unfolding it with icy fingers. Why would she be served with a summons? Was someone arresting her now for something she didn't do? A shot of anger tore through her at this system, at everything she wanted to change. It eclipsed her fear, made her blood boil. She flipped it open and saw the word summons in fancy script at the top. Her eyes widened with each sentence as she read. "I can't believe what I'm seeing. I hereby order Miss Vida Caputo to enter into holy matrimony with Mr. Thomas McGlory immediately following service of this summons." Signed and witnessed, it looked very official. She looked up at Theodore Roosevelt. He flashed her a toothy smile.
"He's patso! He's just nuts!"
She read it again and again, laughing, her eyes filled with tears of relief and happiness.
"Delightful, isn't it, Miss Caputo?"
The door to the parlor behind him opened, and he stepped aside. There stood Tom in the doorway. Roosevelt cuffed him on the chin and vanished.